Just set it right there. There you go. That'll work. Scott, you on, ready to go?
Yes, I'm on here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We're live, ready?
Yep, ready.
Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting, Monday, July 13th. 2020, and it is 6:01 p.m. Presley, would you please establish a quorum?
Yes. Dave Stewart?
Present.
Randy Hayes?
Here.
Roger Haynes?
Here.
Doug Fabian?
Here.
Randy Fogel?
Here.
Howard Kitchen?
Here.
George Kramer? Devin Hubb?
Here.
Thank you, you have a quorum.
Thank you. Presley, would you please take time to give an explanation of the meeting procedures?
Yes. I would like to welcome you to the July 13th, 2020 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division 3 permit application, which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A, the staff report for each case as Exhibit B, and the staff file including all pertinent information for each case as Exhibit C for the case to be heard at the public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room here. Then give your name to the Planning Commission before you address them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. No comments or disruptions from the audience will be tolerated, and the person or persons causing the disruption may be asked to leave the Commission hearing room. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you.
Thank you, Presley. The first item that we have on the agenda is review and action of the June 8, 2020 meeting minutes. Any additions or corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, is anyone entertained making a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the June 8th. 2020 meeting minutes.
We have a motion on the floor. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Minutes stand approved. Moving on to public hearing and final vote. First item is Edgehill 115 LLC, proposed nightly rental located at 115 Edgehill Drive, Hollister. Is the applicant or the representative of the applicant here? Do you want to review it before what we've got for?
Yeah, I can do that before. Is that him? You can come up if you want. All right. Request applicant and owner Michael Schmitz and representative Buyer 115 Edgehill LLC are seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit for the ability to continue the current nightly rental use in the existing four-bedroom single-family home located at 115 Edgehill Drive, Hollister. The applicant is currently operating the existing four-bedroom single-family home located at 115 Edgehill Drive as a vacation rental and has been since 2006. Edgehill 115 LLC does not plan on changing any parking or the driveway since it is already efficient for the property size and provides the needed 5 parking spaces. The applicant plans to use the existing native vegetation as a required buffer along the adjoining residential property lines. Per the assessor's information, this single-family residence was built in 2002 and is located on a lots 10 and 11 of the Lakeside Estate subdivision. The property is served by a private well for water and on an on-site septic system. The project received a total score of 0 on the Western Teen County Division 3 relative to policy score sheet. And I will show you what Scott has on his PowerPoint. So he's got some pictometry, aerial views. So the little highlighted square over here is where we're looking at. Going a little further, there on the corner of Edgefield Drive. A little bit further. Oh, he's just kind of showing what's around it. So Paradise Point, timeshare, there's bed and breakfast over here. Some subdivision lots he's pointed out. Oh, some big Cedar Resort and Blue Green timeshares over here. All right, so he's taken some pictures of the residence. So this is, I assume, driving in the driveway. Walking up to the house. Okay, the entrance of the driveway. West property line. South property line. East property line. And then there's East property line. And go ahead and send it over to the applicant tomorrow.
Sure. Anything to add?
I think that summed it up pretty well. Just point out, it's beyond Big Cedar on the same peninsula. So you have to go through past the main Big Cedar compound, then you get to this place, and then the multi-unit lodges that Big Cedar has right at the end of the point. At least I think Johnny Morris owns them, are right at the end of the street next to the house. And again, for the past 13 years, it's been an ID rental.
Any questions for the applicant, or do we want to go ahead and see who's for or against? So, show of hands, is anyone here to speak on behalf or for the application that's been filed? opposed? That have signed up to speak? Okay. Well, if you want to go ahead and have a seat or hang out in the hallway, we'll...
Due to the amount of people, do we want to do a motion for time limit?
I think that would be a good idea. Are you in favor of making that motion?
I'll make a motion to put a time limit of, 4 minutes?
We can do 4 minutes.
I'll
got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing those all in favor of the motion to limit speaking to 4 minutes, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we've got, so each speaker will have 4 minutes to speak, and Presley, if you can help with that, that'd be awesome. And any preference? Do you guys have a preference of who goes first, or if not, do we want to start at the very back of the room? Okay, who signed up that wants to speak? Okay, we'll start this direction.
Four.
Okay. A lot of them raise their hand.
Thank you very much for having this. My name is Pat Frederick. I live at 430 Hillcrest Drive. What's unique about our house is we have a back driveway. If you walk down that driveway and across the road, you'd walk right in the front door. Over the years, we've had multiple cars come up our driveway to try to get them to stop, and we should have kept a log, because they just kept coming. I put rocks in the middle of the driveway. That didn't stop them. They moved the rocks. They kept on going. I put an arrow on their mailbox pointing to the house. That didn't stop them. I put sawhorses up there with our address. That didn't stop them. They removed all that stuff. We had a sign on our door. That usually stopped them. because at that time it said, this is not 115 Ells Hill Road. And at 1:30 in the morning, we'd have four guys right at our back window talking loudly, where are we supposed to go? We had got people looking in our window when our grandkids were watching TV, and it was late at night. So this just went continuing on and on and on. These are not isolated cases. It was continuing all the time. Now, another issue was absentee owners, of which this gentleman is. Once the people left, they usually piled all kinds of trash out in the trash. A lot of times this was on a weekend that they had rented this place. Consequently, the trash sat there for 3 or 4 days. And usually, a lot of times, they got knocked over by animals and things like that. So, being with an absentee owners, there's nobody to call. Sure, you can call them, but they're not there. They're 300 or 400 miles away. So I'm adamantly opposed of this becoming a nightly rental. This is a residential area. Thank you.
And where is your home in reference to? Can you?
We're on Hillcrest.
Right down to the left.
Right there. This is our house, and that's the driveway that goes right directly. And if you know, and the picture showed it, this driveway is really hard to see. And I can almost speak for other people in here. They have the same problem that we did, the people coming up the driveway in the middle of the night.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Next, sir, we'll just stay on this side and keep coming.
Might I just pull that down a little bit?
Yeah.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good evening. I have four concerns. I'll try to address them briefly. It's my understanding that the applicant intends to transfer this property to a new owner, and that's a condition of the sale, presumably. Under the guidance code, Appendix C, Section 3.2 makes it clear that a special use permit does not transfer to the sale of property. And Section 4.79 makes it clear that upon change of ownership, the permit immediately expires. I have reviewed the guidance code, and I find many provisions in there that allows the commission to impose different or varying standards in the issuance of a permit like has been requested. However, what I don't find is that the applicant has shown you any authority within the guidance code for you to completely ignore these provisions, which require only the applicant is entitled to the permit, and upon transfer, the permit would expire automatically. So I would object to the issuance of the permit on that basis, as the applicant has not shown you that authority. The property was advertised as rental property for sale by the owner and his realtor investment advisor. And I understand from what was reported earlier that the property has been used as rental property for 13 years, apparently. The fact that it's been used for rental property in the past without a permit is not an excuse or a justification for the issuance of a permit now. I think to issue a permit on this application would simply be rewarding bad behavior, and I don't believe the commission should undertake to do that. Third, the purchaser of the property presumably is this Edgehill 115 LLC, which is a limited liability company, and that company was formed on March the 19th of this year. So it has no history of complying with any rule or regulation. Specifically, I'm concerned about paying the sales tax that would be due from any rentals. I don't know whether the sales tax has been paid for the past 13 years. That's another issue entirely. The concern I have with the fact that it's an LLC is that the commission really will have no control and no information over who the true owners of that property is.
under an LLC, there is no public record that has to be filed to tell you who the owners of the property are.